Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. Now, I want to begin today's message with the title of Global Warming. Is it a hoax or a fact? Well, here goes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about global warming / climate change. In June of 1988, we began to receive warnings and testimony in congressional hearings of global warming. Now, some Congress people are claiming that we only have 10 to 12 years left to save the world. Just last week, I heard one say that we only had 6 years. They claim that this disaster is occurring because of man-made greenhouse gases. Apparently, greenhouse gas is caused by the evil carbon dioxide, by CO2 emissions. You know, that's the stuff that comes out of your exhaust pipe when you drive to work or school or go hunting or fishing, you know, evil stuff like that. So these so-called experts who are making all these predictions of doom want us to return to living like our ancestors in the Stone Age. They don't want us heating and cooling our homes. In fact, they don't want us living in homes and driving cars or trucks, flying airplanes, burning wood in fireplaces. They want us walking or riding bikes or horses, you know, living in caves or tents. They want us doing nothing that requires fossil fuels, i.e., you know, like gas and oil. Too bad that it takes a lot of that to make and deliver electricity to you. Now, I don't know where you're going to get your food and your water. It takes a lot of petroleum to farm and to harvest, to clean, freeze, and deliver your produce, your eggs, fish, and meat, all to you. Oh, I forgot. They don't want you eating meat. They don't want you eating meat. By the way, those fellas that testified before Congress, and all those brilliant Congress people that were all ears listening to them, well, they all flew to Washington to hear these dire warnings. Of course, you know how they are. These warnings are for you and me, not for them. You are supposed to ride a bike and walk, but they are too important. They will fly in big jets or ride in chauffeur-driven limousines. Now, I have a question to pose to you. Where does carbon dioxide come from? Now, I'll admit that I'm too dumb to answer that question. So I'm going to let Professor Ian Plimer do it for me by quoting from one of his 6 books that he has written. Oh, he is one smart dude. And in addition to those 6 books, in fact, his spare time, he edited the Encyclopedia of Geology. Now, here's a quote from one of his books. Okay, here's the bombshell. The volcanic eruption in Iceland. In just 4 days of spewing volcanic ash, it negated every single effort that you have made in the past 5 years to control CO2 emissions on our planet. Now, that's not just you. That's all of you, or I should say all of us. And he goes on to say that this evil carbon dioxide that these experts are trying to get you to suppress, well, it's that vital chemical compound that every plant requires to live and grow and to synthesize into oxygen for us humans and all animal life to breathe and live. Yes, that means your sweet little pets and your children. He says that he knows how disheartening it is for you to realize that all the carbon emission savings that you have accomplished while suffering the inconvenience and the expense of driving a Prius hybrid, buying fabric bags for groceries, and sitting up till midnight trying to finish your kid's Green Revolution science project. Well, throwing out all your non-green cleaning supplies and then using only, two squares of toilet paper. Selling your SUV and your speedboat. Vacationing at home instead of traveling abroad. Or replacing all of your 50-cent light bulbs with $10 light bulbs. Well, all of those things you have done have all gone down the tubes in just 4 days of one volcano. Yes, just 4 days. By a volcano in Iceland has totally erased every single effort that you have made to reduce the evil carbon beast. And furthermore, there are around 200 active volcanoes on the planet spewing out this crud at any one time every day. Now, I should mention that when the volcano Mount Pinatubo erupted in the Philippines in 1991, well, it spewed out more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere than than the entire human race had emitted in all its years on Earth. Yes, folks, Mount Pinatubo was active for over 1 year. Think about that. Think about that. He says the natural solar and cosmic activity and the well-recognized 800-year global heating and cooling cycle. There's a cycle out there, which keeps happening despite our completely insignificant efforts to affect climate change. The cycle keeps occurring. One other fact that you should know. The wildfire season across the western USA and Australia this year alone will negate your efforts to reduce carbon in our world for the next 2 to 3 years. And you know what? Those fires happen every year. And remember that the U.S. government just tried to impose a whopping carbon tax on you on the basis of the bogus human-caused climate change scenario. Now, after all you have just heard, the planet has cooled by 0.7 of a degree in the past century, and these global warming advocates got caught with their pants down. You know, the professor finishes by advising you to keep in mind that you might have an emissions trading scheme with a whopping new tax imposed on you by your government. That will achieve nothing except to make you poorer, a lot poorer. Right about now, I bet you're thinking, well, tell me some more about this professor. Okay, his name is Ian Rutherford Plimer, that's spelled P-L-I-M-E-R. He is an Australian geologist, Professor Emeritus of Earth Sciences at the University of Melbourne. He has published 130 scientific papers in addition to the 6 books and editor of the Encyclopedia of Geology. Pretty smart dude, I'd say. Now, my advice would be to disbelieve him at your peril. Personally, I have never believed or trusted the global warming / climate change theories that governments are attempting to sell us. It's a bunch of malarkey. You know, God made Earth, and Earth itself is only a small pebble among the rest of the universe and heavens that God made. Man certainly can mess himself up, but he can't mess up what God made. Now, the whole climate change promotion is a political fact. It's political magic, sleight of hand, trickery to make all of us believe that's something that is not true. And it's a scheme to transfer wealth. By the way, that's our wealth to theirs. Don't fall for it. Now, before we sign off, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen. If you love America the way I do, then help us keep it. You can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon. And if you wish to order the CD called Cowboy's Revenge, then email Wayne Ahart at weahart@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's no cost to you at all. And leave a 5-star review. Man, I would appreciate that. And visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. Happy trails till we meet again next week.